Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Checking in with fans. Four ejected yesterday, two separate incidents, long day at the ballpark with a couple rain delays. And hey, look, the managers are getting fired up. AJ got tossed. Something was in the air last night at the ballpark. And we brought up the incident with Dennis Santana swinging at a fan in the bullpen. Fan escorted out. Three dudes behind home plate in those expensive seats, they get tossed. Sure, they're not happy about it. Tommy Pham's pointing them out, saying, hey, these guys are acting up. So we've been talking about heckling and what's fair game and your thoughts on what happened yesterday at the ballpark. John, you had a question for people who are hecklers.
Why do you do it? And like, why is you just simply looking for a reaction? You're looking for an interaction. You want to know that these players, these athletes hear you?
Yeah, that's what they want. They want you to acknowledge them. They want to know they can get under your skin. It's visiting players. They want to feel like they're part of a hostile crowd. We can razz you. Hey, you're 0 for 4. You're swinging it in the dirt. They want to get under the athlete's skin and help their team. I think that's why they do it.
Yeah.
Another motivation is they want to go viral.
Sure.
They went viral.
That's
not our world, John, but that's a lot of people's world.
So as an athlete, and you dealt with this, you can't make their day. You're on the road. They win if you engage. And if you're swinging, you're really in the wrong.
You guys remember about 20 years ago, these fans at the White Sox game were harassing the first base coach for the Royals. His name was Tom Gamboa. And Gamboa flipped them off. And they ran onto the field and attacked him.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. He was all banged up. They got arrested.
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, that's why the athletes or the managers, coaches should just never respond. Because you don't know.
Right.
I'm going to trust that the athlete can keep their cool and just let this go away versus you don't know what the other person's going to do anymore. I mean, people seem like they're taking chances to do things more than ever and don't care about the consequences.
No, it's a fair point. You don't know who's over there.
What if that guy in the stands jumped into the bullpen?
Well,
this was what happened.
He's going to have to take on the entire Pirate bullpen. Probably not a great move by him. But
also security standing right there.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Inside the mind of a heckler and also the take on what took place. Like, Texter is saying, Cookies, you don't have the right to know what was said in the bullpen. Whatever was said got him worked up so much he wanted to fight. Not cool. Well, I mean, it does matter if he's like, hey, you're a bum. You're no good.
Right.
I mean, that's fair. We don't know what was said. That's why I'd like to know so I don't defend a racist. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gearing up today to go, hey, the fan's in the right to razz the pitcher. I don't want to defend a racist or someone making vile threats. I don't know what was said. So, Dennis Santana, please tell me how he crossed the line so I can understand why you even thought it was an idea in the back of your head to lunge at somebody like that.
Yeah, and again, if it was racially motivated, if there was some type of hate speech other than you're a bum.
But even in that world, just let the security official hook him by the arm and yank him out of the stands.
I agree. And if he is there warming up, like your focus should be on warming up instead of listening to what is being said. Now, it's not that you don't hear it.
I'm sure you do.
You definitely hear it, but it's the reaction. Don't even start that interaction. Don't acknowledge the fact that you hear it.
The fans behind home plate better have said something horrible, because those seats are expensive. There's no reason that they should have been tossed unless it was bad. Signed, Roy.
Yeah, again, we have no idea what it was that was said or done.
Yeah. There's something hilarious that this is coming from a dude who slapped a teammate over a fantasy football dispute. For those that don't know, Tommy Pham harbored a grudge from it was a fantasy football injured reserve spot that was manipulated in his league, so he swung at somebody over it. Texter says his own teammates in San Diego wanted to beat him up. I'm not sure I believe anything he has to say. Everyone has a breaking point, and fans do not have the right to heckle to the point where a player gets angry and wants to punch them. Well, that's the question. But, where is that line?
Yeah, but to me, that's why I asked the question. Like, why do you heckle players?
To get them to that breaking point is why.
Right, yeah. I want to get inside their head.
Yeah, and I'm not someone who does this, but I am for those who do it tastefully. And maybe that's an oxymoron to tastefully heckle, but there is like an art to it, right? Where you are trying to... You are trying to point out when they make a mistake and rub their nose in it a little bit, or the fact that their team's losing, or make fun of their beard or their haircut or something. Like, there's ways to do this. It's an art form, and it's part of being in a visiting ballpark, because the other crowd's going to get on you a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, in terms of things that I was heckled for, obviously when you're an offensive lineman in the NFL, your weight is always an issue, and it's
you get called
never
tubby
been.
And
I mean, that would have been one of the milder
tame
ones.
What they call you? Can you say
again,
them on the radio?
Yeah, the dump button. But it's like, okay, be original. Like, I've heard those already.
Yeah,
and it's something that that's not a trigger for me. Somebody could walk up now and tell me, you know, all of those things. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, well, you're probably still not far off, right? I still got work to do. And so it's how you react to those moments and those things. And for the fans, if he's there warming up to go into the game, and now he is distracted by interacting with this fan, he has halted his warm-up. Now all of a sudden, hey, if the bullpen phone rings, and hey, is Santana ready? Is he ready to come in? Oh, wait, no, he's talking to a fan.
He's not in the right headspace.
Right. So, okay, mission accomplished by the fans.
Good job by the fan in that case. Tommy Pham has been on 8 teams the last 3 years. He's already been suspended this year for making obscene gestures towards fans. The dude is mentally weak. I hadn't seen that, the suspension this year for making gestures towards fans. That makes me really think that the guys behind the plate may have been okay. But I don't know why they were escorted out. I don't know why they gave in to this guy who apparently has a history of doing this.
I would expect the security guards to have the resume or the rap sheet of one fam.
Excuse me, explain this. Santana had an interpreter after the game to say someone crossed the line. How did he even understand what the fan said in the first place?
Well, there are certain words that I think cross language barriers.
Yep.
And we all understand them.
And who knows, maybe the fan was bilingual.
If Spanish is his first language,
yeah.
If he were to shout obscenities at me using the Spanish language, I probably wouldn't know what he was saying. But I don't think that's necessarily the same the other way around. Here's probably a lot more of the English.
Well, and again, he's in a clubhouse with English speakers, and they may have taught him a couple naughty words. You know, John, you've been in a clubhouse
a couple
before.
Naughty words.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't think it's out of the question that he would know what's...
new and inventive ways to use them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Texter says, who cares it wasn't a Detroit fan? The three behind the plate were, and the guy in the bullpen area, someone said he had a Tiger hat and a Pittsburgh jersey. I don't know.
Yeah, a little split personality.
What's
there.
Going on there? What else we got here? Gov is right. We're taking more and more chances, ignoring consequences. It's a product of the current society and culture we live in. They should ban doubleheaders. People just get out of control drinking all day. That's signed Mike Valeni.
Is that actually Mike? No.
Okay. Did he have that take yesterday?
That came in from a listener.
Did he have that take yesterday?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, this would all happened after.
But no, right. What do you mean?
Well, he was on in between, but John's right in
terms of... Oh, yeah. Did he? I'm saying he could have made the comment between the two ball games, we shouldn't have doubleheaders.
I said it a different time there was a doubleheader.
Oh, okay. I think where they screwed up... The weather did this to them too. They wanted to do the split games, but then they ran so close together you had fans probably trying to leave the first game because they didn't have tickets for the second at the same time that people were trying to get in through the gates for game number two. It ended up, it was just a hell of a day yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and again, I just don't understand the, I understand the concept of heckling opposing athletes. I get it. I just don't know why you have to go to a certain level to draw a guy to swing on you. Like, to me, there's other things I'd rather be doing in the stands, like actually watching the game.
Right. But it was something, because we had rain to start game one. We had an hour-long delay in game two. We had extra innings. We had a manager get ejected, A.J. Hinch, in extra innings of the 19th inning of a long day of baseball. And you had four fans that left the ballpark with the aid of security.
Yeah.
In all of that, we didn't get the one thing I think most fans wanted. We'll get to that next, 97.1. All right, guys, been telling you about Moran Chevrolet, and, well, there's a reason you need to check them out. Number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024. Hit the road in style with Moran Chevrolet. If you need a truck to keep up with your summer, at Moran, you can lease a 2025 Silverado 4x4 LT Crew Cab for $249 a month. Zero down, 24-month, low-mileage lease, strength, style, savings, all in one. It's only at Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Find your ride fast. Shop online, moranexpress.com. Couple clicks and it's all right there. Or, hey, you want to stop out? They'll take care of you in person. Great service. They're on Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Kleber Torres has had a bloop single and a sacrifice fly. Fly ball, left field, down toward the corner. Hooking deep and one hop up against the wall. Meadows is going to be waved around third and he is going to score. Throw to the plate, not nearly in time. Cut off, Kleber Torres with the doubles. 6-0 Tigers in the fourth.
A little bit of everything yesterday at Comerica Park. You had a Tiger win, Scooble on the mound. You had a Tiger loss, extra innings, hour-long rain delay, fans being tossed, AJ getting ejected, arguing a play at home plate after a review that, John, to me, I think the TV broadcast did a great job explaining it. One angle said safe, one angle said out.
Yeah.
Call in the field stands. AJ didn't like it. He gets tossed. There was a little everything yesterday at the ballpark.
Do you think he was out?
I thought he was safe. I hate saying it. I thought he was safe. Because the angle from the third baseline, it doesn't look like Rogers got his left hand arm as it was going into the plate. I know the first angle they showed and they slowed down and showed on the board.
From behind home plate, yeah, it looked like he was out.
And AJ must have seen that along with the crowd. And they go, ah, we got him. What a play. Yeah. We got almost everything you could have wanted at Comerica Park yesterday. The one obvious thing we didn't get
was two wins.
Was Scooble Skeens.
Oh, come on. You're still on that?
I feel like I speak for the fans, John. I am the voice of the fans.
I'm glad the fans have you to speak for them.
You guys might not want me to be your voice, but I am taking up your cause. I can speak for baseball and fans and people who like sports as entertainment that we wanted Scooble and Skeens, and I thought, John, Mother Nature was giving us a helpful assist. The Wednesday night washout, Thursday, rain in the forecast early in the game. Scooble himself's bitching about it afterwards. Why am I switching jerseys and rain-soaked hats? And Scoobs, you had the choice. You could have pitched game two.
Oh, come on.
I felt cheated as a fan. And I can't be alone. 248-539-9797. Cheated.
Maybe in the moment, but I think maybe you're the only one that's still talking about it the day after.
How long am I allowed to grieve this?
You can grieve it as long as you want. I'm not going to tell you what to feel, what to think.
I want 8 minutes and 15 more seconds of grieving, give or take. And fans can weigh in too.
Would it have been cool? Yes. It didn't play out that way. And, okay, why are you all over Scoobs for not wanting to pitch game two?
Why isn't we know it's his
why
call.
Isn't it, okay? Why is it? Why aren't you all over Skeens?
Oh,
why didn't he want it,
John? There's plenty of blame to go around in this.
That
blame
was the
pie.
Time slot he was supposed to pitch in on Thursday.
Yeah, I think Skeens should have wanted to throw against Tarek Skubal. But if you looked at the radar, the first game was the game where you were going to be pitching into some weather for the first pitch. So it would have made more sense for the Tigers to use their bullpen. Where hey, if a guy's jersey gets soaked, great. Go back to the locker room. You're done for the day. We're going bullpen. And then Skeens and Scooble's your prime time. Right as this, you know, people getting off work, making their way to the ballpark. Hey, did you hear they're playing today? They're playing today against one another. That would have been ideal to build up to Scooble Skeens to avoid that weather issue for either starter. But sure, if you'd like, I could blame Paul Skeens and Don Kelly too. Why didn't they put him in that 1 o'clock window as originally scheduled?
Yeah. I mean, it didn't happen. I think everybody would love to have seen it happen, but it was a win for Tarek Skubal. They lost the second game. They had plenty of opportunity to win that second game.
Yeah, they did. They came back.
Just didn't get it done. And they ended up getting Skeens out. What was it, six innings? And he was good.
Yeah, he threw 100 pitches. Tigers made him work. They drew five walks.
Mm-hmm.
And they did what they had to do. And that's the thing. If Skeens had pitched against Skubal, Skubal's not dealing with the weather, and he only gave up two runs anyway. I feel like the Tigers would have been better positioned to win both games if Scooble and Skeens pitched the second game, because we knew they touched up Haney in the first game.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know you don't like to dwell on this. How dare I one day later bring it up on the radio where we talk about things that happened with our baseball team?
To me, it wasn't that big of a deal. When AJ came out and said, hey, I went to the best pitcher in baseball and said, when do you want to pitch? He said first, okay.
That's admirable. So then I looked to Scooble and go, why the hell do you want to pitch in the rain, buddy?
Well, I didn't take his comments after the game as him bitching and moaning. It was a fact that it was raining.
Everybody likes Scooble.
Could have delayed the game a little bit more. I know why they didn't, because it was a doubleheader. Had it not been a doubleheader, would they have waited an extra half an hour, 45 minutes, even an hour longer? Sure.
Look, everybody likes Scooble, so nobody wants to say anything bad about him. He's a tremendous pitcher, but when he's complaining about the weather, buddy, look in the mirror. You had the choice. If only there was a later game that you could have pitched in to avoid that. You got Doppler on your phone like everybody else does. It's not a hill I want to die on.
It's all on Scoobs.
It's not a hill I want to die on, but are we allowed to ask that question, bring that point up, or because he's a favorite, we can't even acknowledge that?
No. How about the fact that if, just like me, I like playing noon games, 1 o'clock games in the NFL. I understand the benefit of prime time at 8 o'clock. It's just not what I prefer. He obviously likes pitching in those earlier games.
I think a lot was in play yesterday in terms of how all this set up. I mean, first off, Scooble started where he's supposed to. He was the next starter for the Tigers the next time they played the game. I think it could be on Kelly and Skeens to say, hey, let's put some spice into this.
If you're the Pirates, why not? You're going nowhere.
Yeah.
And you might fire up your team by putting your guy out there in game one.
Yeah, I think that was the play. But when you look at totality of everything, the needle that baseball, the Tigers, the Pirates tried to thread yesterday was virtually impossible. And they were trying to get two gates. And I, in some ways, you have to applaud them for that, because it's not just about them getting the money, but also there was a huge ticket pre-purchase for both these games.
Yeah.
And if you made a straight doubleheader, then somebody's getting screwed.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I can see what they were trying to do, but I just think it was too much. And it just, the rain in the forecast, that 9 a.m. yesterday when I looked at it was 90% at first pitch. Yeah. So I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be a disaster. You had to move back the start time of the other game so you could get the fans out of there for the first game. Nobody was buying a home plate when the first pitch was thrown in the second game, and that's not a knock. They couldn't get the people down there.
Yeah, it's a congestion issue.
Yeah, there wasn't anybody in the stands.
But somebody was there a couple innings later. You know, it's just such a bizarre day. Look, in a perfect world, I'd love to see it too, Jim. We might get it in Pittsburgh in late July.
About a month away. Oh, you little trip to PNC.
Yeah. Seriously.
So I'm going to,
John, you can come too.
You guys, I don't think we'll fit in the golf cart altogether. Will it even make it there?
No.
No.
Okay. I'd have to charge at some point. Just you'd have to stop and get gas probably.
Which would you rather go in? My car that has the student driver sticker on it or the minivan?
Hey, I'll take a road trip in a minivan. That's all right.
A minivan's built for a road trip.
Not mine. I don't have. Doesn't matter to me.
Show road trip, minivan, mm-hmm. PNC, but only if Scoobal and Skeens are going to pitch against one another.
Are you going to demand it all over again then?
God, AJ, if I had my way. No, I get why AJ's not running his baseball team because of what Twitter wants or what radio hosts want. I'm just speaking as a fan. A fan of baseball. I wanted to see it happen, and I get when Scoobal's on Wednesday and Skeens is on Thursday. Damn, it just didn't line up. But it felt like Mother Nature was giving us the push to make it happen, and nobody else wanted it to happen. All the baseball people, Kelly and Hinch and Scoobal and Skeens, it happen.
I think if you asked AJ, he would have loved to have seen that matchup.
Right.
But he's not going to go against his star pitcher. That's when he was scheduled to pitch. Is that when you want to pitch? Yeah. Okay. Go for it. Here's the ball.
Fine. Leave AJ.
Don't get us another win.
Blame
8-2.
Blame Kelly and Skeens and Scoobal. Because Scoobal could have picked game two. They could have picked game one. Somebody could have got this right and made it happen.
I know.
And
it's just, I can't believe they went against Jim Costa's wishes.
You make this as if it's I'm the only person who wanted this. I'm speaking for the fans, John. I'm speaking for Metro Detroit.
Again, ticket text 248-539-9797. Do you want Jim Costa speaking for you?
This is a little bit of a you thing. And there were people in the media that were desirous for this too.
Sure.
From the fan perspective, like if you had tickets to either game, I think you came out a winner because each of them were pitching in one game.
Yeah.
I'd have been disappointed if, you know, I couldn't see either one of them.
Right. Like, if you had tickets, because I know they got flipped, right? If you had tickets for Wednesday's game, it wasn't played.
Yeah.
Those were then honored for the second game.
Yes.
And so if they had moved everything to the first one and everybody else, you know, I mean, I know you didn't have to work yesterday, but some of us did.
But is that how it worked? I didn't know that. So if you had Wednesday night games, you got Thursday night games?
Thursday night game, yes.
So if you had Wednesday night games, you bought those with the idea you wanted to see Tarek Skubal pitch?
Yeah. And then you got to see Skeens.
And then it was Skeens Skubal in the first game. Then you got completely screwed.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Yes.
Here.
Not just what
I'm just bummed what I wanted. What baseball fans wanted. It's bummer for baseball fans. Making this all about me.
You did that.
OMG cookies. Cry baby. That's from Steve. Cookies, do we really have to hear you whine about this? I like how Cookies is conveniently forgetting Scoobal wanted to keep the afternoon slot because that's what he had been preparing for the whole time. Creature of habit, Jason in Rochester Hills. Scoobal also noted he wanted to pitch in front of the defense in the first game because he felt like fresher defense.
Oh, so he gave a baseball reason as well.
I appreciated that. Okay. And I listened.
Mm-hmm. You just discarded that one. That comment.
Why is John such a jerk to Costa? Real ticket text. I didn't send that one in.
Because it's so easy.
Cookies, instead of worrying about the Scoobal Skeens matchup, why not worry about our bullpen? Unless they get it fixed, we shouldn't be talking World Series. Oh, here we go. Redirect to baseball talk.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so now we go to trade deadline talk, which we've talked about.
Have we?
They need to bullpen, I think, is probably the number one thing that they need to address as they get to the trade deadline. And then insert right-handed bat, left side of the infield.
Bregman.
Or someone else. Sorry, guys. We got the cookie jar coming up next, and we're going to get to some fun stuff to end a Friday show. We're going to talk about this heat wave coming up this weekend. We'll get to a fair or foul spotted at the ballpark, and no, it wasn't anything to do with fans fighting people. We'll get to summer blockbusters, class rings, internet debates, and more. It's the cookie jar next, 97.1.
FanDuel is the best place to get in on all the Major League Baseball action, from hits to total bases to home runs. They've got a lineup filled with all your favorite wagers. Or if pitching is more your thing, FanDuel has a deep bullpen of bets from strikeouts to shutout innings. Either way, don't get caught looking. Join today and new customers get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. And maybe it's, I don't know, maybe Parker Meadows gets the lead off and it's total bases, or Riley Green hits another home run. Maybe it's Torque Bomb. Whatever you want, it's all there in the app. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to step up to the plate. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit for your chance to score $200 in bonus bets and make every moment more with FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.